Larry Baumgart here at the state convention here. We've got sessions going on. We got a lot of contests completed. And I'm talking here to a young man from Cambia, Pepe. And you were on a contest too, right? Which one?
Poultry.
And who's this young man?
Hunter Antony.
And your parents are?
Kayla and Tim Antony.
Okay, a farm boy or in town?
Farm.
You got to wear that cowboy hat, right, for working out there?
Yeah.
So what brought you down to the convention?
We made Stay for Poultry.
All right.
And then just to have fun.
And who were your poultry members?
Brittany Henches, Sadie Scogan, and Rachel Fairchild, and then
okay.
me.
Okay. What do you think? How'd it go?
I think it went okay.
So people say, well, what do you do in poultry? Just quickly tell people here.
I use judge chickens and chicken carcasses and chicken patties and eggs.
It's more the poultry industry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a look at some turkey carcasses. Too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. And you got four of them in front of you, you got to rank the best of the worst, right?
Yep.
All right, and the eggs, you got to tell if they're A, B, or double A's?
Yes.
All right, I know a little bit of poultry.
Yeah. Okay. Probably know better more than me.
Well, maybe. I taught a few teams over the years. Hey, what are you doing up in Fayette back home? Something you did. Just name me one or two things.
Well, I drove a tractor to school, and I've been doing poultry for a while.
Did you have a tractor day? Is that what it was? Everybody drove one in?
Yeah. Couple of us did.
What's your tractor?
I named John Deere 8310.
You like that one? Is that one you run at home?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Well, very good. And you're also involved in some other things at school besides FFA?
Yep, I do trap shooting.
Trap shooting. Oh, how you shooting?
Decent.
in double figures, right?
Sometimes.
It's been a tough spring with the wind and everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a little cold.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming by, and you got a couple more years. Maybe I'll get to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Take care of that hat.
Oh, I will.
All right. Let's bring one a gal in here now. Who we got? Let's see. We'll just find her a little. We got a little slip here. We help him. I give him some information. Who's this?
I'm Rachel Fairchild.
And your parents are?
Ron and Suzanne Fairchild.
Okay. You live out in the country?
Yep. We live over by Gary, South Dakota.
Wow. That's pretty close to the border, I assume, are you?
Yeah, you could throw a rock over there and you'd be in South Dakota.
There you are, but you are in Minnesota, huh? Yep. All right. So how far away is that from Cambie?
About 14 miles.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
So you live on the farm? You help out with farm chores or work?
Yep, we've got a feedlot and we've got chickens and we have about 30 bottle lambs and 13 dairy nannies.
So you milk them every day?
Yep.
I'm going to get you a little closer. Wow, I'm interested now. So you do the milking?
Yeah, we usually milk once we wean all the babies, but a couple of them that had their babies die, then we got to milk them. But usually we start that probably end of April.
You got milk machines for them?
Nope, we just milk them by hand. There's not enough for milk machines. Our mom makes.
How long does that take
you? Half an hour before school and half an hour at night.
Who all does it? Just you?
I've got me, my two other sisters, and my two other brothers.
So you got out of milking tonight?
Yeah, for the whole weekend.
Good, good. What brought you to state convention?
I also participated in the poultry CDE and came here to have fun.
How'd you like that written exam? Was it pretty tough?
It was easier than last year. Last year's was tough, but this one wasn't as bad.
Okay, well, experience, huh? What else you do back in school?
I participate in softball and trap shooting.
Well, how are you shooting? Can you beat him over there?
Let's just say it's a rough start to the season. It's a little rocky.
Pretty windy there and some of the trap shooting going on here, huh? Well, very good. And you're a sophomore and a secretary, right? So you run for an office for next year then?
Yep, I plan on it.
Okay. You enjoy being an officer?
Yes, I do. I love our officer team.
Oh, that's good. Well, thanks for coming by. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you.
All right, we're back here. Larry Baumgart here with the radio station interviewing the Cambie FFA. And who's this young man?
This is Lucas Wisniewski.
Lucas, what brought you to the convention?
I did farm business management.
Okay. And you're a freshman, so... That's a tall order for a freshman, isn't it? Pretty tough or not?
Yeah, it's a lot of math and a lot of banking. George Stephan, Cooper Pashik, and Titus Vogt.
You don't know yet how it went until tomorrow, I take it?
Yep, no, I haven't got my results back yet.
What do you think?
It was pretty rough.
Yes, it's a hard contest. Yeah. That's what I've been hearing. So what else you do in FFA back home?
We had a driver tractor to school day, and then I did the FFA trap shoot.
Okay. Shoot over in Marshall then?
Yep.
Okay. I remember that was last fall, right?
Yep.
There you go. What else you like to do at school?
I'm on the high school trap team.
Okay. That's your deal. Now, what do you do on the farm?
I don't live on a farm, but I help my uncle during harvest and spring. And
what's he got? Crops?
Yep, and then he raises cattle.
Okay. A lot of cattle out there in Camby area.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for coming by, Lucas. Want to see you again next time, all right?
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk now to the officer in charge, this young lady here. Here she comes, and who's this young lady?
Grace Fairchild.
Grace Fairchild. All right, now we're going to get you a little closer. You're the president, right?
Yes.
Yep. I only bite it once in a while. I like that. Well, tell us who the officers are.
Our officer team consists of the vice president is Sadie Scogan. Our secretary is Rachel Fairchild. The treasurer is Natalie Briggs. The reporter is Peyton Pulford. The sentinel is Lucas Wisniewski. And the assistant officer is Megan Knutson.
Good crew?
Yes. Very hardworking crew.
Now, that was this year's officer, so you haven't got the new ones yet.
Not quite. We just sent out all of the officer interview sheets.
All right. Well, now you're a senior. Got some ideas where you're going?
I'm headed off to SDSU for animal science, hoping to get my master's in genetics.
Wow. Way to go. That's a good school out there. A lot of kids going there that I've interviewed today already.
It's a great school, and I love the campus, and bonus points that it's close to home.
There you go. Do you help out at home much?
I do. Every morning before school, I'm out doing chores of some sort. Milking goats, feeding the calves, all sorts of stuff.
Wait a minute. I'm looking here. That's the same name. You milk goats as that other Fairchild girl, huh? Wow, man.
That would be my younger sister, and we do milk every morning together, unless one of us has our off shift, but...
Well, your brothers and sisters got to make up for it while you're gone, huh?
Yep, the younger three do night shift, and us older three do morning shift, so...
There's a plan. All right. Well, very good. Involved in other things at school besides trap shooting?
NHS and YAMS.
I don't know. What's YAMS?
YAMS is Youth Against Misusing Substances.
Okay. Well, very good. Enjoyed having you come by, and get something there, Jimmy?
Hey, keep it on. Keep it
okay.
On. It's running?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to have a little different twist on this interview.
All right.
Grace, what would you like to ask Larry? He's asking all these questions. Why don't you ask him a question about FFA or something about his background, what he does, okay? You've got the question asked.
Perfect. Let's see. Were you ever in FFA?
Believe it or not, I was a long time ago. You know what? I enjoyed it so much, just like you are. I became an ag teacher. I taught for 35 years. That's what FFA can do for you. Maybe you'll think about it, huh?
Oh, probably not. But, you know, in FFA that long, you must have been an officer of some sort. What were your positions?
Well, I was a president, just like you. So I enjoyed doing that. And because of my advisor I had in high school and the experience I had, that's what I wanted to be, an ag teacher and coach. My coach wrestling. Went up against those Camby Lancers a lot, though. They were a little tough on us, but anyway. So, thanks a lot for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, that's the Fairchild goat milkers. We got them covered here tonight, so let's let them go, and we thank Camby for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Larry Bongard, Jim Bartles reporting here on the Camby FFA.